Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So you know what's happened here now. ICE taking this criminal, illegal alien, terrorist, foreign country, Uzbekistan, in with an 18-wheeler in Kansas is the story we have. There were warnings apparently here in Pennsylvania. And joining us for the Republican response to this, and I think they have to go all out on this, is State Senator Jarrett Coleman. Here on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me here to talk about this. It's really quite sad, but I appreciate it. You know, it's just absolutely unbelievable what could have happened here. And this, believe it or not, this actually starts back in September, really, is when this kind of all started. You know, back in September, there was an ICE raid in... Actually, it looks like this was in Oklahoma.
Yes.
And from September 22nd to the 25th, ICE officers joined the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. They had like a three-day special emphasis operation where they arrested over 120 illegal aliens. 91 of them were operating with a CDL. Huh. And then beyond that, of those, I'm pulling up the list here, Pennsylvania... There were over a dozen of them about that had Pennsylvania CDLs. There were 12 that had Pennsylvania CDLs. That story came up in October, midway through October, and my staff caught on to that, and we actually sent a letter then. So this is back in October, the story came out, mid-October. So then November 7th, myself as well as... three other state senators, Senator Doug Mastriano, Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, and Senator Dawn Kiefer, we sent a letter to Secretary of Transportation Mike Carroll asking if PennDOT has reviewed the files of these license holders, these aliens that were arrested in Kansas by ICE, and if they checked the documents, any patterns have they discovered. We actually said, you know, we were concerned. And unfortunately, it's essentially been crickets from the Secretary of Transportation and PennDOT. And again, that letter we saw on November 7th. So then fast forward 10 days, on the 17th here, now we see the story that ICE arrests the Uzbekistan criminal, illegal alien, and wanted terrorist, you know, who was driving the 18-wheeler in Kansas. And it's just like, at what point are they going to realize there's a problem here and respect kind of the questions that we're asking?
Well, I would ask with you guys, with all due respect, too. Exactly. You were doing your duty. You were on top of this. But we know Josh Shapiro and his minions, because of the media, the Inquirer hasn't covered this yet. The major
Correct.
Newspaper across the state. They don't think this is a story at some level. What disturbed our listeners, too, I almost got one. I got a passport instead, Senator. was the trauma of trying to get a real ID at one point.
Oh, my goodness.
And this guy has a real ID on top of that.
Correct.
Do we know? Correct. Does he even speak English? It seems to be unclear
right. I mean,
in any way.
You know, bring up a great point there, Adam, is like my wife had to get a real
right.
ID, and it took us 3 trips to the DMV, 2 trips downtown to get a marriage license. Then we didn't have the seal. We had to get the raised seal, you know, 5 parking, almost got parking fine in Allentown to get to the place to get it. And, you know, it was absolutely terrible. And I hear that from constituents all the time. Meanwhile, it appears it's super easy for these legal aliens to get these, which is just why are we making it easier for folks? Easier for, forget about Pennsylvanians, how about just citizens? Why are you making it easier for illegal aliens to get IDs than even our own folks? But I think you bring up a good point, too, about no one wants to talk about it. Look, this is a pattern that we've seen with the Shapiro administration, with agencies, about not wanting to talk about everything, about trying to keep everything, a pattern of trying to keep everything very, very quiet. We can go back to the sexual abuse allegations, where now it turns the administration said they randomly deleted all of these emails related to the sexual abuse. You know, and they don't want to talk about it. The governor's private residence in Abington being improved with over $1 million worth of improvements, like tree trimming, landscaping done, and they don't want to answer any questions about that. And here we are back to this, asking questions 10 days before this guy was arrested. This guy was arrested in Kansas. We had sent a letter to Secretary of Transportation asking about this.
Well, I would ask then, can you guys, you control the Senate effectively, can you then start an investigation, a hearing, and subpoena people to come in since they're not answering? That's the only thing I know to do.
Absolutely. Look, we try to give them time to respond. We should give them the time to respond. In fact, we just sunshined today. 3 subpoenas for the administration to deal with when we come back in December relating to his taxpayer-funded extravagant flights that he's flying around with, mm-hmm. and the repairs to the mansion, et cetera, because we give them a reasonable time to respond. But Dom, we're talking about just stonewalling, you know, elected officials for almost a year and in cases. And constituents don't accept that. Pennsylvanians don't accept that. And so, yeah, absolutely. Right now, you know, the word is that there's going to be some hearings on this. Of course, we're in the information gathering stage, so I think it's important for us to gain all that information. But, you know, these weren't hard questions, right? Like, government is pretty simple. It's common sense. You see the story, these guys get arrested, start asking questions. This isn't tough.
Let me drill down and ask you then this way. I hear about these CDL mills, but isn't it PennDOT that grants that ultimately? How does it work in your mind?
PennDOT is the one. So someone could have a training program, for example, but the state would ultimately issue the CDL, right? So, and that's, you know, of course, Fox News covered this, that we had alerted, mm-hmm. That we had alerted the secretary about this ahead of time. And of course, it was only a time, till I say this sarcastically, Governor Wonderful here decided to put out a statement about this. And, you know, his statement was essentially blaming DHS on this.
Yes.
Like, when you're a leader, like, the buck stops with you. And so when we keep going down the road of, oh, it's someone else's problem, like, I don't know, buddy, at the end of the day, I'm looking at a license that says Pennsylvania. It was printed in Pennsylvania on a Pennsylvania printer.
Mm-hmm.
He either showed the documents he was required to or didn't, and we gave him a license. So you can blame someone else for everything. You can always do that. But that's not real leadership, right? Like, we can accept the fact that maybe there was a mistake here, and let's just figure out how to stop this from happening.
Right. But 12 of them you mentioned, too. And here's the thing. With the real ID, sorry what your wife went through. At the 11th hour, I got my passport. I didn't have to go through it. And our listeners were trumped. You would not believe the stories when you went through it, so maybe you would. How would he get the real ID, though? I mean, that's more complicated.
So it does allow for non-citizens are eligible to get an ID in Pennsylvania. You have to go. There's a bunch of documents. There's different categories. So someone on a temporary status, we do allow for that. But there's documentation that has to be approved, and it's listed there, and it has to be reviewed. So, again, one of those questions that we ask in this letter, were those documents related to the application, you know, the applicant's lawful immigration status present, and were they actually verified at the time of of residents. This is stuff that we need to understand. Are they coordinating with ICE? You know, it seems like right now the administration just likes to brag about how many times they've sued Trump. That seems to be the big thing.
Right.
Is, look, here we go. We sued him for a 24th time now. Congratulations. But public safety really should be non-negotiable. This isn't a time to go and beat on the federal administration. It's to have accountability to understand what are we doing here. And even from within, maybe we should make a should we create a law that says that if you're a known terrorist on a watch list, maybe we should maybe we should suspend your license until you're off the terrorist watch list.
Yeah, I
is
think
that
so.
Common sense?
Yeah, exactly. Here's the other thing too. Is there any record I've seen on saw him unclear with Shapiro? He's such a chameleon too, as Governor Wonderful, as you said, that he favors, or somebody in his administration does, driver's licenses for illegals. The idea is then they're inside the system. Is there anything like that in PennDOT, any flavor of that going on?
Again, we can't seem to get the information right now.
Okay.
So it's, we really need to get the information. It's just such a struggle. Now, I've had to subpoena the governor, the administration here going back about a year ago because they refused to give other information. Ultimately, the subpoenas, were able to prevail and get this information. But is that the type of, that's not a very functional government. When you
No.
have to go to these lengths to get such easy questions of,
Mm-hmm.
Has PennDOT reviewed the files of the license holders? Look, common sense. You're Secretary of Transportation, you get a letter from a senator, from four senators, saying, hey, we just saw that 100 and, 200 some folks were arrested in Kansas here. We're arrested in Oklahoma.
Right.
And we want to know, did you review the files of the license holders who were arrested by ICE? And they can't even answer that. Like, common sense is, even if you don't agree with us politically on it, like, just do the work. It's your job. Do the work.
One other question here. The Inquirer deigns not to cover this and it's not even just the politics of it. Their sense of news is distorted. Are other publications or other people across the state covering this story, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, so much of reporting is national, unfortunately,
right.
Which means that things that impact, your neighbors
mm-hmm.
and your community are not often reported on. But the good news is Fox, Fox did cover this, which is good. They're giving some coverage. Also, as more of this happens, again, this pattern I'm talking about of no accountability mm-hmm. and thinking that they can just, dodge these questions. I'm hearing from more and more constituents that something just doesn't seem right here. And that's something that I think is causing more media outlets to reach into. It's very, everyone wants to say, everyone wants to say that all news is national, but I will say there have been more and more folks digging into this stuff.
Absolutely. Where is the best place to find you as this continues? Do you tweet about it? Where would we find
you? We're on
Jared
Facebook,
Coleman?
Senator Jared Coleman. We try to put updates because, again, it's important that folks understand what's actually happening. You get it before the spin, and you understand what's actually happening. So we're on Facebook at Senator Jared Coleman. You can find me online at senatorcoleman.com. And, we love to hear from folks. Again, government's only as good as if we understand exactly what's important to folks. But public safety, like this, should be non-negotiable. We need to prioritize Pennsylvanians above illegal aliens.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on. Keep us in the loop with any updates now, and we'll look forward to the hearing on this.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. There's Senator Jared Coleman. And again, if you're in the Philadelphia area, this is why talk radio exists. You're not hearing this stuff. Look, I love sports, too. You're hearing all that stuff. But the Inquirer, is it just ideology and competency, a blend of it? Yeah. And it's their guy. It's Governor Wonderful. It's a chameleon. It's Josh Shapiro. You heard what he said. It's not just that he got this. They were warned about this type of stuff. Did they review it? How many maniacs do we need out there? And then we'll have vigils and candles and all, like here in Philadelphia with Larry Krasner, with Miss Scott. It's amazing. So they have to press on this. He said in December, I would rather even do it now. I mean, there's got to be a moment when we just say, that's it, subpoena them, drag them in here. You're going to answer these questions point by point. Think about what you went through with the real ID. The nonsense of that. You're told patriot, and you have to do this stuff and all. And this guy waltzes through more than even the CDL nonsense. And are there these CDL mills that are complicit And I sort of raid them also. There's a lot to do on this. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm coming to your calls. Got a lot of people lined up. We got a little stuff here in the air. But first, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Well, great prize again, and it's coming our way. You will win today a pair of tickets to see Joe Konkin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Philly Sports Put to Music, Saturday, November 22nd. Cardinal O'Hara High School, Springfield, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. All right, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we're asking for someone or something that quickly went obsolete, even though it seemed like they'd be the next big thing. Back in the early 90s, the band House of Pain dropped their song Jump Around, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. Shortly after that, though, they disbanded and couldn't really capitalize on the newfound fame that they had with their one-hit wonder. So as a one-hit wonder, I think it would be only fair is if I played a cover of Jump Around covered by another one-hit wonder. So I want to know the name of the cover artist here. Something about them. They are, like I said, a one-hit wonder themselves with a very... tasty name, we'll say that much. I want to know, I want to know the name of this cover artist. Take a listen. Yeah, I don't think of metal too much when I think of this artist, but that's the way he took this cover.
The rhyming, all I was thinking about was that Tucker Carlson, could he put Dietrich Bonhoeffer after Dunkin' Donuts or something? A rhyming contest. Yeah. I got to work him into the song. Bonhoeffer, that creep. All right, what are we looking for again here?
We want this cover artist covering.
Okay.
This one-hit wonder cover artist covering another one-hit wonder.
Any other clues?
No, because I think it's pretty obvious. If I give any more clues, it's going to get easy.
All right, get those Konkin tickets. 855-839-1210. Coming up, too. Oh, man, Corey DeAngelis is my guy. Henry, put him on the sheep to get him on tomorrow. He just revealed that guess which local representative makes it hard on us is against Trump now leveling the Department of Education effectively. That would be Brian Fitzpatrick. Oh, my God. Guy makes it hard. No, I don't want to get him on. We'll get Corey on. All right, give us an answer. Get those Konkin tickets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, one hit wonders, covering and all that. We're trying to get an answer. Here's your clue. Derek Bonhoeffer.
One hit wonder here, Dom.
Tucker Carlson. I don't know what's wilder, the demon or Dietrich Bonhoeffer he's gone off for. It's hard to believe. Maybe the demon made him do it. John and Redding, did you hear that? Tell Nick Fuentes. Let's go to Damien in Quakertown. Damien, welcome in. What's your answer?
Hey, good afternoon. I think it's Vanilla Ice.
Oh, nicely done.
All right. Very. Now, he was more than a one-hit wonder, though, right, Damien? Or he was around for a while?
Not
a zero-hit
wonder.
Yeah,
I think he only had one hit.
Okay.
Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If anyone could name me any other Vanilla Ice song, I'd be thoroughly impressed.
There you go. I'll put you on hold, Damon. What I mean is he had staying power, though. He's like a cultural icon.
I agree, and I think it's because of the look, the persona kind of with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Song's timeless.
He's the type of guy that would be on The Apprentice. They put him in there. So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Versus a role, though, you know. All right. I don't know. Let me go to Robert and Steve Feldman from the Zionists of America, too, wanted to respond to the Redding thing and Nicky Fuentes. We'll get to all that. We got a Joe Concha coming up here in a minute. Let me go to Robert, though, because he got kind of knocked off here. Sorry about that, Robert. Where were you going to go before you give us your side?
I was just going to I don't know how much Henry heard about the sole congressperson who voted against declaring war on Japan after Pearl Harbor. So if you're betting on unanimity in our Congress, you're usually going to be disappointed.
Well, that's why I knew I would win that bet. That's why I kept up with it there. Won. I knew there was going to be one, and they were telling me, oh, they'll take it down. I knew there would be one grandstander.
Well, for a long time, Rand Paul's father, Ron Paul, was known as Dr. No because he would often vote by himself.
Yeah.
But the thing I love about your show, Dom, is that the callers that you have, you can – throw any idea out there, and the callers can flesh it out in 10 minutes.
Exactly right.
And as far as Scott had called in yesterday, and he was right, but I don't know if he understood that I was saying specifically single-family homes being bought by investment groups like BlackRock.
Okay, right.
But he reminded me free market, and as I thought about it later on, it occurred to me that if you did that, it would dictate to people who own the homes who they're allowed to sell it to, so that makes it a non-starter for me. So you move on, right? As far as E.J. Antoni, you know how much I respect and love that guy, but it really didn't sound like he gave a proper amount of thought to this, because his caution about this was that we could become a renter society, and all I'm saying is if we don't do something, we will become a renter society, and that's what I would like to avoid.
Well, I hear you, and that's why I think the Trump administration is addressing thoroughly the grocery store angle, but they're missing this harder thing, the despondency, 40-year age median, and Charlie Kirk was the one talking about that. They got to move on that quickly.
I can tell you why the grocery prices are taking so long, Dom. Although they're a monument to capitalism, the margins are so thin in the grocery market business that they don't have a lot of leeway as far as lowering prices right away. That's something that's going to have to take place over time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I don't want to take too much time. My side answer was, we've all looked at pictures like me and you at us back in the 60s and 70s and 80s and were embarrassed. But I'm going to tell you that there's going to be a lot of married couples in the next 15 years that are going to look at their wedding videos and see themselves dancing like idiots to Gangnam Style coming down the aisle pretty often. Okay. And gotcha. Thank goodness that didn't last.
That's a big and last. And it's in a last display. I think Dan's wedding had that. No, that wasn't true. I just made that up. He did come in. There was a big formal coming in and all kinds of stuff like that. Yeah. And I think Jim Kelly may have enunciated and now or something. Yeah. All right, Steve Feldman. All right, calm. After hearing that Redding stuff from Zionists of America, Steve with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dom. Thanks for taking my call. And again, thank you for talking about this topic. One of your callers, was making the very scurrilous claim that the United States is giving large sums of money to Israel. I don't know if he named a number. All the money that U.S. gives, that we taxpayers give to Israel, is only for military, and it's credits that all must be spent in the United States, mm-hmm. creating, maintaining
right.
Jewish, American jobs and helping our economy. It's not like the traditional foreign aid that used to be given to Israel and is still is given to the Palestinian Arabs and Egypt and Jordan, where they're free to spend the money where they want. By agreement, all of the money is spent in the United States. So really what American taxpayers are doing are helping to fund our own industries. Israel is the beneficiary of that, but it's the money that's spent here creating the jobs and helping the economy. And it's really important that your listeners understand what's going on.
Well, Steve, I'm glad you did that. What's your website where anybody budding Nick Fuentes guys can get some information? Where do they go, Steve?
So I'm going to give you on that one our national website, which has been more active on that particular issue because it's national. It's www.zoa.org. And we've been actually in contact with Mayor Parker over some of the things that she's doing. We just sent her a letter, so maybe we can talk about that
sure.
in the future.
Absolutely,
thank
Steve.
You.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks very much. Coming up, the great Joe Concha. Love Joe Concha. The upcoming book, his book is The Greatest Comeback Ever about President Trump. The upcoming book, I think, are the 99 most unlikable people out there. Somebody had to hang up. They said Adam Schiff. Yeah, I guess he gets the juices flowing a little bit. But you know you want to say Pelosi. You know you want to say Hillary. Who is it that is the villain now? Who is it on the other side? Jasmine Crockett? I don't think that does it. All right, we'll talk to Joe, though, about all the messaging. He's great on that, around affordability and around Epstein. And President Trump with the Saudis today just did it again, saying MAGA, he knows MAGA better than MAGA. And you guys have carte blanche with all this investment, Saudis. If you bring in foreigners to man these factories, that's good by me. No, it's not, Mr. President. No, it's not. We have the smartest, best people in the world. We don't need these other people. Why would America need these other nitwits from around the world? That sounds like xenophobia, Dom. Maybe. 855-839-12.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you
you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ted. All right, Joe Concha, Fox News, Washington Examiner, love his column, the author of the bestseller, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. And the last time we talked with him, he was working up the 99 bottles of beer on the wall, most unlikable. And I said, today, we're not doing so well on that anymore, given, you can't go Hillary and Pelosi still. Come on now. Adam Schiff was weak tea here. But I wanted to talk to Joe about he's a master of communicating what's going on, Epstein and affordability, and he's a Jersey guy. Was he stunned to see Jack Ciattarelli lose by, 13 points? Let's go to Joe here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome back. How's the current book going?
Current book, I just finished my chapter on Kenya Barris. Now, people say, well, who is that?
Yeah.
Kenya Barris is a guy who, he's redoing two movies. It's a Wonderful Life and The Wizard of Oz. He's moving The Wizard of Oz out of Kansas, and they're going to do it in basically like Watts in like Los Angeles instead. So you know where this is going, right? So it's going to be like an all-black Wizard of Oz. And I don't care about the change of color, but he's changing the whole like storyline around as well to talk about socioeconomic issues as they pertain to X. It's like, what does that have to do with flying over a rainbow and going with the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and getting some shoes and getting home? I mean, it makes no sense. How much farmland is in Los Angeles? How many tornadoes do they get? Joke.
Joe, and that is brilliant research. Did you get
Thank you.
As a tip? You find it? Because, look, The Wizard of Oz, sacred ground, I agree. But you know what? More sacred. Holy of Holies. You're going after It's a Wonderful Life. You're changing that up. We're going to get that guy on. There's going to be big trouble here.
Oh, get him on, yeah, because they're also moving that, where it'll be an all-black, brown community talking about issues that are facing those communities today. No, it's about a guy down on his luck, too ashamed to see his family, and the community eventually comes together, friends and strangers, to bail him out, and it's Christmas Eve, and it's Donna Reed, and it's awesome. I mean, I just don't. Why, they did it with Superman, too. They kept claiming that the one over the summer, the director,
yes.
James Gunn, is like, it's the story about illegal immigration. No, it's not!
Absolutely.
How many? He's an alien.
Yeah.
And he came here illegally. So, no! Stop!
Joe, how many do you have done so far?
I'm 24 in.
Ah, so, okay. That is pretty good. We'll get a few more for you. So, Joe, I particularly like your sense on the messaging of this stuff. Let's start with affordability. And you're a Jersey guy. I was quarterback in our coverage on election night. I thought Ciattarelli was, I wouldn't say probably, but I thought it was a little bit in her favor, but it'd be under a point, point and a half, something like that. When they started to call it at 8:43, I almost wrote it on my wrist. What the heck? Calling her as governor 8:43 at night is ludicrous, and he ends up losing by 13 points. Affordability was the hidden issue. I didn't see that metastasizing as it did.
No, I didn't see Mikey Sherrill gaining 500,000 more votes than Phil Murphy did the election before that. And then the election before that, 500,000 more votes. And then Chris Christie, she got about 500,000 more votes. So this uninspiring candidate who ran you know, a shaky campaign. Couldn't explain the stock trades.
Right.
Couldn't explain why she couldn't graduate the Naval Academy. Not a very good public speaker. And in an off year, she's going to gain 500,000 votes. She won in places like, I'll give you one example, Belleville, New Jersey, right? That's where I was born, Claremont Hospital. It's a 50-50 town, right? Kamala, I think, won it by 2 points. Okay, so maybe it's slightly Democratic. So Kamala wins it by two with Trump on the ballot, and then Cheryl wins it by 28. Anybody want to explain that?
Yeah.
The mayor actually endorsed Generali.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm not going to go like full like conspiracy theory here, but this happened in several places where she's gaining 20 points on Kamala Harris's performance. I know Kamala wasn't a great candidate either, but we called Mikey Sherrill literally East Coast Kamala. So I don't get the huge uptick. And Jack, by the way, he gained about 130,000 votes. So he did his job. He expanded from the last time he ran, expanded his coalition. It just made no sense to me. 13 points. She won by 2 points. You wouldn't hear a peep out of me. 13 makes no sense.
Yeah, and Joe, I didn't hear her beat the drum on affordability in the way that Mondami brilliantly did. His solutions are wrong, but he did stick to that. Every other word was that. Your sense, the Trump administration seems to have gotten that now, right? Do you think their messaging is good on this? Pretty much they're not saying, hey, you're making it up. As Biden said, come on now, everything's fine. Are they better?
I think they understand that this is really running the narrative right now. And I think they probably looked at the numbers and thought they were doing well. And I think they're doing well. Like when you look at Biden and inflation is as high as it was when like Raiders of the Lost Ark was a thing, like 1981, it was above 9%, right? And gas prices were much higher at that point. And you could just go through all the metrics as far as like having an open border and what that was doing to our economy. So Trump closes the border. He gets inflation around 3%, which is not great, but it's not bad either. You know, 3% inflation, that's compared to Biden anyway. So I think they thought they were doing a good job, and then they realized that, okay, the problem that you inherited from Biden is now your problem, and you could try to blame him, and you can't. So better do something about it. The problem with inflation, Dom, as you know, it's hard to bring down prices once they get to a certain point. You could stabilize them and not have them move up as much, but when 2% inflation is the goal by the Fed, that still means that prices are going to go up a little bit. So I don't know. That here's where I think Jack Chitarelli, though, just on the macro or micro level, screwed up. She never connected Mikey Sherrill with Joe Biden as far as, like, she says, oh, I'm going to make New Jersey affordable again. I have the right economic plan. Mikey, you literally voted for the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
You literally said that inflation was transitory. She was connected at the hip to Joe Biden, and Jack Chitarelli never made that connection to voters.
I would agree with you on that. Now, the Epstein thing, and Trump has been zigging, zagging and all this, and I really respect you looking inside this, Joe, because I can't figure out Bill O'Reilly's a friend, was on the other day. We really differed on this. I can't figure out. I don't think there's anything Trump's hiding unless something in the back of his mind's crazy. Nothing has indicated that. In fact, everything is pointed toward him, even if embarrassing, some stuff. Pretty much nothing that would implicate him. Why was he so driven? Is it just to beat the Democrats? Don't let them win?
Yeah, I think it's a don't let them win ball, but like, you know, they want these things out. I want to concentrate on things that are important, that matter. $1 trillion investment from Saudi Arabia, or, you know, ending the Ukraine-Russia war, the affordability issue. Like, this is stupid. There's nothing in here. And I keep going back to the same thing over and over again. If they had something on Trump, meaning Biden, Obama, Democrats, when he ran for president 3 times, it would have come out by now. So it's stupid. I think it's going to have a boomerang effect, honestly, like Russia did, because we know we see all these Democrats that are connected to Hakeem Jeffries, Stacey Plankett, whatever, however you pronounce her name. So I think at the end, it's going to be a big nothing burger, and we're just going to revert in a month or so back to where we were before, which is just Democrats fighting over Republicans with something else.
Absolutely. Joe, when are you on Fox again? When am I going to see Joe Concha on Fox, and on what?
All right, let's see. Fox and Friends first tomorrow at the wonderful time of 5:30 a.m. Then, let's see, evening edit on Fox Business at 5:50 p.m. And then Hannity at 9 p.m. So we kind of spread it out.
Oh, boy, that's big stuff. Is there a particular issue, Joe, or just news of the day?
You know, we never know, right? It's like when you do your radio rundown, never do it the day before because you probably have to throw it out the next day.
Oh, so 30 seconds before things change. Joe, did you happen to see the last night I filled in on the national show? There'll be contact. Really like to get Joe Concha on that. I led last night, and they couldn't keep up with the caller volume with that one-minute thing put out by a bunch of Democrats who served in the military talking about resisting orders as if that ever comes up. And we've had all kinds of military people saying it's almost impossible to imagine a legal order. It could happen, but it's very rare. This is serious stuff they're doing here.
Treason. I mean, I've never used that word before to describe any politician. That is treason. When you're literally telling members of the military to resist orders because you think that they're illegal. They never say what's illegal, by the way, about the orders. They just say illegal. So, you know, if you're Pete Hegseth, I mean, you're just like shaking your head right now and saying, well, what the hell? But yeah, that has made some people angry, and rightly so. I don't get that strategy at all.
Absolutely. So, Joe, when's the book going to be coming out, the Unlikable People book, the next book?
Oh, we're looking at May. We don't have an exact date, but right in time for summer at the Jersey Shore. Perfect.
Good for it is a, I love the one you put up today. You produce show fodder for me. The guy going after It's a Wonderful Life. This is fodder forever if we get him on. And where do we find you on X or Twitter, Joe? Where do we go?
Oh, thank you. At Joe Concha TV on the X. So, yeah, it's all snark all the time. It's all I know.
Is hiking, or do you take a break from outdoor hiking during November, December?
No, that's when it's best. When it's like cool and you're not sweating your balls off. It's really awesome. So I prefer that, not having that happen.
All right, Joe. Well, we'll watch you tomorrow on Fox and Fox and Friends to start off, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dom. Have a good one, man.
All right. Joe Concha, always love it. Bang, bang, bang. Right to the point here. Great stuff. So, Henry, if you give his contact to Alex and just tell him I like to get him on. Yeah, he deserves it after coming on. So you heard the guy. And that's good research. Notice we get tired of the same old Pelosi, Hillary. This guy rewrite. All right, it's a wonderful rewriting Wizard of Oz. Yeah, I don't like it. But It's a Wonderful Life. You know, how in the world can anybody do anything better than that film? You can't be allowed to fool with it. There's got to be a law.
I'm glad people are coming around to the fact that they should stop remaking good movies. Start remaking the bad ones. The ones that are like, this could be really good. And then you go and see it and you're like, wow, that didn't work at all. But, you know, it's a cool premise.
Yeah.
Need that.
How in the world are you going to put a lot of sociological? It just sounds cumbersome. Films are organic. You can't be beating people over the head with it. It's a Wonderful Life just does it organically. I can go watch it right now. What's the best scene? I got one, Henry. It may seem random, and It's a Wonderful Life. What's the best moment?
What do you want, the moon?
Okay. Well, to me, it's when Donna Reed jumps up and takes out the wedding money, the honeymoon money, to save the saving and loan.
Mm-hmm.
That moment, it's like, such a woman, the most beautiful, and she jumps up with the,
I always think of that, and then like, oh my gosh, I blanked on his name, but he's trying to get out, when Jimmy Stewart's trying to get out of town, he's got to go to college, he's got to get out of here.
But
if you go, Potter's taking the, you know, the loan.
That's what I love.
Freezes right there, it's like, oh no.
Great. And Uncle Billy, I'm in a holiday mood. I'm loving this. I'm all charged up. And every time I see that idiot,
he's lit like a Roman candle.
Yeah, he is not a great actor. That's what that guy would do. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, I can hardly wait. Mayor Bass in L.A. faces a Madonna-like challenger. Wow, that's going to be tough. 855-839-1210. It's the lightning round on a great question today. Get in right now.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right. Let's go to Joe and Exton. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
QS team.
Yes. Hello, Dom.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Good
afternoon.
Hunter Biden's professional career as a low-level naval officer never fully developed after it was discovered that Hunter was a frequent consumer of cocaine.
Very good, Joe. The style is unbelievable. He can teach branding. He should be at a university teaching branding. Alan in Hamilton. All right, Alan, what do you have?
The Edsel.
Wasn't the Edsel out of the box right away a disaster? Or do you differ? You say it wasn't.
Well, it was going to be the car of the time, and it just didn't make it.
I hear you. But Henry, to a finer point, I guess we were saying something like the Kindle, who was successful, looked like cutting edge, but then faded pretty fairly
yeah, faded
quickly.
Fast.
I think the Etzel was not.
It's a car. I mean, not, yeah, it's yeah. obsolete.
Yeah, out of the box though, it was a disaster.
Right, interesting.
Yeah, that's the all-time disaster. Named, it was named after. Imagine the kid's name was Etzel of the Ford family. Etzel. Imagine going around little Etzel. Oh my, that kid's cool. Can you imagine? All right, the Earl of Tacony, Earl, what's yours?
I hate to build up another caller, but the Etzel was revolutionary in that it had push-button transmission, which didn't work, which was part of a failure.
There we go.
But it was cutting edge at the time, but unfortunately the technology failed. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but I'm talking with my agent, and I may be in studio next week.
Oh, that's good.
Rumor has it.
Nice.
Oh, is that with you, Henry? Oh, you're going to go
I'm not confirming or denying anything.
Okay, all right. There you go. All right.
Perfect politician answer.
Early start on the Christmas, Krasner Lane Christmas. Yes, Earl. Go ahead.
But my answer is going to be, in the 1930s, people believed that we would be traveling everywhere in Zeppelins, blimps, and dirigibles. In fact, the Empire State Building was built with a mooring tower at the top of the building and a door so that you could go and get a ride on a Zeppelin from the top of the building. No one ever did anything because it was just too windy and too dangerous to do it at the time. They did a couple of stunts where they dropped some mail and hooked up to the building. But that and the Hindenburg disaster pretty much took people off of the Zeppelins. And airplane technology improved by then, where airplanes were faster.
Gotcha. Just a mere mention, don't want to hear it, of the top of the Empire State Building. Was there once. That's it. Never looking again.
What?
Oh, no way. It's...
Are you scared?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're not a heights guy.
No, I'm not afraid of heights usually, but that's...
I love looking at straight down being up there, yeah.
You can see Columbus, New Jersey with Joe over there in his backyard. Joe, what do you have?
From the Empire State Building, Dom?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What I want to open with is, in the words of Chris Berman, Joe Concha, you cannot control him. You can only hope to control him.
Yeah, that he's great.
That was a great guest. And Dom, one other thing. If Kevin Bacon ever, ever develops the testosterone to come on your show and come into this lion's den with what he really... In his conviction and what he really believes, instead of, like, you know, him playing Enchanted Couple with Kira Sedgwick, you know, one-on-one.
Well, he can keep coming drag if he wants. So, you know, if he wants pearls, we have him here. We got him for him, yeah.
Well, I don't know if he still lives in the tri-state area, but he, you know, if he believes in what he's saying and what he should be able to take on the tough questions, and there's got to be one condition: that he entertains some of us callers if he does have the courage.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Joe. What's your answer today?
Dom, my side is the new age King's clothing, and it's the hype and maybe even the continued hype of Build Back Better that never got off the ground.
All right, that is a good one. All right, Kirk, this worked today pretty well.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, what did you have?
So I love Robert from Ben Salem with the Gangnam Style song at the wedding.
Okay. The guy is very, Joe's got the brand, Robert's got a different brand.
Exactly here. Right, yep.
Henry, how about you?
Yeah, I liked Bill and Bucks' answer of the supersonic jets that we still don't have, that the NFL might be back in there. And then Earl of Tacony, yeah, with the Zeppelin. I feel like we should be able to get around by Zeppelin if I wanted to. There should be a Zeppelin right up at the top of the studio. I should be able to leave on it after the show today.
There you go. I guess I can, I like the Concorde. I think it was a good call, and I think it illustrates something that was hot then went away, and the NFL, of all things, might be bringing it back. So let's put his name into the hat with that. We're on to this story, though, of this maniac. You heard the senator. I know I got several emails saying, Dom, why don't these guys just do a hearing now? That's what I would do. Rather than fooling around with Shapiro, they have the power. Bang the gavel. Not after Thanksgiving. Not into December. Drag these people in by subpoena. They've given them enough time. They don't want to protect us. They want to cover this up. They gave a guy who's a menace here illegally, terror the whole thing, an 18-wheeler and a real ID. Think about that. right, big show tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. Don't forget Scott Jennings. Get your tickets now. Rich Cioli on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.